Yeah, back to work, yep.
Can you give us an update, I guess, on some of your roster players?
So Nathan Boyle will be the closest to returning. He went full on today with full contact. He won't go back-to-back. We'll check him tomorrow, but I would think maybe in the next two we'll see him. It won't be tomorrow, but maybe in the two after that he may come back into the lineup. Tucker Pullman skated, but he's kind of on an off day. He's still every second day on the ice, so that's as close as I can get to you on that. Brian Little is back. I think in the next week or two, we'll start looking at some markers for testing on where we can test him. He's been tested over the course of his injury, so they needed to leave a certain amount of time between tests. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll get him tested, and that will tell us where we're at and how hard we push going forward. But he's able to go fairly without contact. He's able to skate full. So that's also a real... what it will do in the end will shorten the timeline on the end when he gets full clearance and he feels good. The conditioning won't be as big an issue. We won't have to start from scratch with that. So it's good that he's out there. The rest of them are healing.
Is Adam Lowry still kind of a couple of weeks away?
Yeah. It was when I said it's at least 4 weeks, that hasn't changed.
How do you approach this weekend? Obviously, you've got back-to-back home games. It's a little different in that regard. And then you've had 8 days since you've played a game by the time you get to tomorrow.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot different than you would on any break, whether it was 2 days or 5 days. Everybody's practicing at 2 o'clock, and we'll all morning skate short and get after it. We'll go back to back, which is a challenge. But you know, St. Louis comes in on back to back, even though they've been playing. So I think we feel, and I think now everybody that comes back, also their first game back is against a team that's coming off the break. So that's kind of even. So any player that plays in the All-Star game is opted out of the practice for this. So we wanted him to do that, so he uses it as a travel day. He'll be in and good tomorrow.
Trent, then, of course, the time with management can kind of reward or bolster a team that's in a good position. Do you see this as these next few weeks as a chance to earn that right?
I don't think there's necessarily a mandate that you have to wait till the last day before the trade deadline to make a decision on your team. I think the core of this group is right and young and going to get better. So if there's something there that gives us a boost right now, all for it. I still think that we're looking more long-term on the things that we would do if there was a cost to them. So paying a high price, and this is all Chevy, this is just me talking, paying a high price for a rental for that, I don't know that makes a whole lot of sense for us. If we get a guy, that can come in and play maybe more than the rest of the season, you'd think about doing that. But we got to get some of these guys healthy in a fairly short order. We're hoping that we're moving there, and we want to stay in the fight long enough to give them an opportunity to actually make us better.
You get the sense players think of it that way as well, that we could use some help now or at least earn our right to get some help later?
There's always different stratas in your room. The older the player, the more help they want right away. The younger the player sure like help as long as he doesn't take my minutes from me, right? And we do still have a real young group, and every game that we get these guys in, they get better at it and they build. So those are all the things, fortunately, I don't have to deal with, but that's the big plate for Kevin. Those are a lot of things to factor when you're making these deals.
I talked to a couple of the guys, and I mean, I guess there's a point of what else would they say when you're 4 points out of the line, that there's a challenge there, but as an athlete, they look forward to that type of a challenge. I mean, there's an opportunity for them to they can kind of control their own destiny. I mean, how do you see this? How do you think your athletes are going to approach this next, especially these next couple of weeks? It could really define the rest of your season.
That there's a huge, huge benefit. There's short and long-term goals for every team, certainly a young group, the short and long-term goals. All the things that we need going to need to do to get into the playoffs are really hard kind of playoff things. And we need to do that now, whether you make the playoffs or not, so that when you get the chance to win, all those things are going to be the same things, right? So this is a great opportunity to make yourself harder, better, more competitive. You know, that idea of bearing down, but valuing the hard, because that's where you're trying to get to. You're trying to get to that point, and it's true of all of these teams that finally get to that pure contender status. It's the hardness in their game, right? Not necessarily the talent. We got good young talent here that'll continue to groove. It's It's getting to the hardness, developing it night after night under pressure. That's where it gets developed. So there's a huge payoff for us here right now. We get a chance to make the playoffs. We've had some really strong adversity and challenges of that, which makes it even more beneficial to do it, right? There's even a better carrot there. And in that, becoming that kind of team, you move yourself closer to that longer term goal of being that true, hard, kind of, at some point, veteran group that's got a chance to win.
Would you say, though, if the, you know, again, my math is so bad, but it's so 82, so 31, it's not quite a third, but let's say we were sort of thirds. Were you closer to that type of a team in the first third than you fell off in the second third, as it were?
I think there's some truth to that. In that November, our grind was really good, but we're also fairly healthy. We only had the one hole kind of up front. We'd lost Brian, but we had kind of covered that off, and then we started to lose more and more pieces as that. So it's tough to assess how hard you are when you've got five or six guys that kind of can maybe make you a little bit harder in that that are not there. But getting back to that, the game is also changing, right? So when you're in November and December, there's lots of looseness in the National Hockey League. You come out of the All-Star break and there's going to be very little, right? And you're sometimes foolish to look at strength of schedule, because the team that's 16 points into the playoffs may not be nearly as dangerous as the team that's 4 points out. So it's not really strength of schedule right now. It's desperation for everybody.
Having said that, I mean, these next two games, a lot of people look at them in 4-4, but at least the back-to-back against –
yeah,
a top team in the East and one of the top teams in the West. A lot of people would look at that saying that's almost not an impossible task, but fairly close to.
Real darn good challenge.
Yeah. But having a week off and all that, I mean, I assume there's.
We needed it. We needed it. And it's not so much for the five or six guys out of the lineup. It's the five or six guys that were playing on something. So we needed that break. To come out with the front, like, we're going to have to spend more energy in the next two games to win than the team, our opponents. That's a fact. But there's no reason why we can't.
And you know, you always talk about the players needing the break, but how much does a coach sometimes need one?
I enjoyed my break a lot. Like, I'm excited coming to the rink right today. We needed that rest. We were grinding pretty hard to the end. Yeah.
Paul, what do you think the biggest benefit for Jansen Harkins would have been to get that recognition and go to participate as an AHL All-Star, given the year that he had there before he joined your team?
Well, we gave him the option, and it's happened in the past, and it happened with Mason, but that was in schedule, kind of. He didn't want to – at that time, I think we weren't on our break during the All-Star break, so it was a different situation. But he felt and I loved his answer. We gave him the option. He said, you know, it worked really, really hard to kind of get to that point where you're considered an all-star in the American Hockey League. I don't want it to be a part of it. So I appreciate, we especially appreciate the fact that he was aware of how hard it was for him to get to that point, and he wanted then to be involved, and he gets to be on the ice and gets to touch pucks. So work ethic or taking the easy way has never been a part of what this guy's done to get here, right? He's fitness every summer, coming in incredible shape, and each year he's got a little faster, a little stronger, a little better reads, all of that. So he's earned the right to be an all-star in the American League, and I'm glad he had a chance to take part of it and that he wanted to.
What makes this a good time to try Morrissey Pionk, and do you think you want to use him in that shutdown traditional role that you used him and Jacob in for a bit?
Part of it was coming into the break, we were facing a dominant line. Kind of going in, you had the Aho line, and then you had the Dubois line, and we felt we needed to stack that together. It's not necessarily as true in these next four games, actually, because you're running three and four lines deep. But there were also, we really had hung a lot on those two guys. We had put a lot of pressure on them, and part of putting them together was kind of to relieve some pressure that they can kick it over to their partner's corner and kind of. You know, when Tucker went down, surprisingly, not to us, but from the outside, you wouldn't, you know, he's a first-year guy, you wouldn't think that was a big miss for us. We've missed him, for sure, in that pairing, because it let other things fall into place. But, and there's some chemistry there. Betetto and Spezza had, you know, their last game, that was a pretty damn strong game, and they looked like they enjoyed playing together. So, Kulikov and Niku, that that can work for us depending on the match that we get, and then we can work real hard at getting Morrissey and Pionk against the best.
When you look at the team game overall, those first steps that you need to see tomorrow to maybe get Hellebuck some help back there?
Yeah, that's three pieces to a question. The Hellebuck's not playing tomorrow, so okay. Ask me the question the next day. How about that one?
Okay.
So we'll put that one on the back
whoever
burner.
Whoever is playing tomorrow, so you're not, whoever is in net.
I mean, how far along do you, overall, right? We give up a lot of action in front of our net, and that's be a place we'd like to get better at. We're also, want to be realistic, we're not going to lead the league in that department with the way we're structured right now, right? We've got some challenges back there. So we want to put those guys in a position to be the difference to help us, and I think in the last two games we did. So now they needed some rest, get their confidence back. If we play the same kind of game with, I think, the same kind of effort in a lot of ways that we played in our last two, we're going to give our goalie a chance to win us some games. Correct. No, I threw that one out for free for all of you. We had a few days off, I'm in a better mood. Well, when you take 7 days off, I'm splitting back-to-back, for sure. You're not going to run anybody into back-to-back. Because Helly went to the All-Star game, it does give him at least... So tomorrow is actually a practice day for Connor. He'll be able to work on some things. He gets a full day. And Lauren knew when he left for the break that he was very probably playing in the first game. So he geared his last 3 or 4 days knowing he'd be going in the game.